From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Once a year, an advocacy group organizes a bike ride from New Orleans toward Angola Prison to highlight the 170-mile journey that families take to visit loved ones incarcerated there. Angola is the largest maximum security prison in the country. The Gulf States Newsroom's Bobby Jean Misick pedaled along, talking to cyclists and learning more about the ride and who it supports.
It's around 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Bikers are gathering in preparation for the NOLA to Angola ride, in some cases trading four wheels for two. They're gathered in front of a house, home of the First 72 Plus, a nonprofit named for the most critical hours for someone released from incarceration. And today, volunteers have taken over the front lawn to check us in.
Yeah, hey, Bobby.
Elise Fuchs has got me covered.
We also have a waiver that we're going to ask you to fill out.
After check-in, there's a press conference to learn more about this ride.
Here, the money that everyone has raised, which at this point is more than $40,000, is going.
Even with a car, the journey to Angola is long and costly. In previous years, NOLA to Angola riders raised funds for a program that provides free bus rides to the prison. But this year, the funds are going to help Pastor Tyrone Smith and his team at First 72 fight recidivism.
Nobody come out of prison don't want to go back to prison. But when you can't get some of the wraparound services like clothing, ID, a place to stay, your chances of going back to prison are great. So this money would help a lot of guys get that first month rent and that deposit to help them to get them a place to stay.
Everyone's excited to get going.
Okay, we're rolling out.
Before the pandemic, bikers rode all the way to the prison. It took 3 days and they camped along the way. But for the first group ride in 2 years, organizers thought best to cap the distance at 55 miles.
And we're on the levee.
Although we're all biking together here, you can be alone with your thoughts.
It's really pretty. It feels really like wide and open and safe. Last night, someone said to me, it's kind of the exact opposite for the folks that we're riding for today.
At the first stop, about 15 miles in, rider Carly Crewley says that she'd recently recovered from a bike accident. But she still wanted to ride in honor of the formerly incarcerated people in her family.
And I was being nervous I'd be left behind or forgotten, but connecting that to how people who are in prison probably feel because of the way our society works, it's sad. I started crying, that
I'm
is for
sorry.
Sure. No, it's okay. It was nice. The wind on my face wiped them away. But yeah, I think it was really emotional for me.
Crewley and some other riders hop into a van and head back to New Orleans. Then the rest of us are off to lunch, another 15 miles away.
Okay, so now we're starting to bike through the industrial corridor. You know, you just see clouds of chemical smoke billowing into the beautiful blue sky.
We stop at a field a little more than halfway through our journey. Everett Offray, who has been out of Angola for 10 months, talks to writers about his experience.
Because I spent 27 and a half years in hell. But inside of prison, I learned some things. And I was blessed to be able to help guys inside of prison to get out of prison.
He thanks writers for thinking of the people behind bars.
We appreciate it. Because now we're able to tell our brothers that, man, look. Yeah, they got people that's fighting for you. Because it's visible. People understand that incarceration is not the solution.
After lunch, it's another 25 miles to the last stop. And for that last 10 of it, there are no bike lanes. Cars are whizzing by and we're on the shoulder. It's wide, but scattered with gravel and other debris.
Ending the last stop, looking forward to it. My backpack is getting really, really heavy. Almost at 55 miles.
At the last stop in St. James Parish, there's a peace among the group. Some people jump into a swamp to cool off. Others are resting their legs, and it's time to go. The last few riders pull in, and Elise Fuchs rounds us up and tells us to get on the bus that's waiting for us.
All right, it's time to go!
But unlike so many of the incarcerated people that the bikers rode for, we're headed home. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Bobby Jean Mizik.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.